Are we on?
Yes.
Good. So, when we announced that we're having an Ian Shear, we never really was clear on what we're doing here. So,
right.
The last few weeks we were taking cases and picking them apart. I wanted to go a little bit back towards Ian, actually, if we're supposed to do, and go through a case which would seem to be irrelevant nowadays, but in fact turns into a very important piece of information. We start with the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which is discussing the, what seemed to be less than practical topic of Meiser Behema. That just like when by agriculture you have to give 1/10 of what you grow for Meiser, so too with animals, whatever is born in that year has to be given over 1/10 as well. The Gemara has a case that if Meiser Behema wasn't odd enough, the case makes it odder. The way that you do Meiser Behema is as follows. You get all the sheep into a corral, and you have them walk out one at a time. And as they go out, you count 1, 2, 3. You don't worry about them getting an ayin hara. 9, and the 10th one, you give a klop with some red ink to indicate that this is going to be
Meiser.
So the question is, are you doing this? And I'm a major producer. I have 2,000 sheep in my corral, and the one group goes through, a second group goes through. All of a sudden, one of the sheep goes and jumps back in.
Messes up your whole count.
Hey, Vey, so what do I do now? So I might have thought, just keep on counting. So, okay, that one's going to go through twice. I might have thought maybe, okay, put them all back in. We're going to start over again. Right?
But you can't. Those who are really the 10th are Meiser,
what?
Why don't you just let one back out so you'll be even like you were before?
Right, that would be a logical approach as well. But the Gemara rejects all of these logical approaches. And it says, the Tanan kafat echad min ha-menuyin. One that had been counted jumps, letochan, kulan paturin. That's it, you're done.
You're done counting?
You're done counting. That's it, we're done. I had 2,000, I was going to have to give 200 for Meiser Behema.
We only got to 90.
I only got to 27. So I give 2 instead of 200. Strange. What's the reason for this? So the verse says, Asiri vade amar rachmanov lo asiri safek. The reason that we do this is because when it says you have to bring the 10th one, you have to be sure it's the 10th one and not unsure it's the 10th one.
Because it could be any of them. In that.
Right, because it could be that this guy is not the 10th.
Are they all hektish now?
No.
They're all chulin, everything's
all
fine.
Right, they're all good. Very, very
odd. The ones that you counted so far, that the 10th, are still Meiser.
Right, they're Meiser.
So the 27 that you've counted, that's
so there's two of them, right,
well, he counted
two.
27 and only 2 out of the 27 were...
Right, or
so the 10th. Those the Meiser.
I got it. So that seems really short.
Right.
Like a very short number.
Right, like much shorter than you expected. You expected a long number, not a short one.
Out of 2,000 sheep, I expected more than 2.
Well, you expected more length than the number. So this raises the question of what do we do in general with Rov? So let's Tosus wants to know Tema. Tosus was bothered by this. Number 2, the Libato Beruba. So let's say I had, this happens, right? I have a gallon of cholent, right? Lottie's making cholent for the kiddush on Shabbos, right? Huge pot, right? Right? In terms of volume, you know, it's probably a 20-gallon pot, 10-gallon pot. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone's eating one of the ice cream cones and a drop goes in.
Accidentally.
Accidentally, it happens.
That's on purpose.
Here she was, she's eating her ice cream at the same time, stirring the pot, and a little falls in. Oy vey. So what's the status? It's fine. It's fine, okay? That's one case, right? So why do we say? Bottle b'shishim in that case, right? That since it's such a small amount, it's as if it isn't. So let's say I have salamis, right? Unwrapped salamis.
Romanian.
10 unwrapped Romanian salamis.
Got to make it more interesting.
Right? And then another unwrapped salami falls in, and then I find a note. I can't, what? There's supposed to be, how did I get one more salami? And then it says, just a little something to wish you a good Shabbos, signed Pete. Okay? So therefore, that salami is not kosher. So what do I do now? I've got 10 salamis, 9 are kosher, and 1 is not kosher.
Or why don't you say 60?
Romanians, Romanians too good.
Romanians too good. Even
Benjamin, bit of a shisha, no?
Even if it's
60. Sakami was nefashos.
They all look the same. They all look alike.
I think it's a sakana nefashos type of situation. Bit of a shisha should not count.
So the concept of shishim only applies.
It's too important to give up 10 good salamis.
If we're dealing with liquids. We're dealing with liquids. When you're dealing with solids, the rule is?
Batel
Barov. If I had 2 kosher and 1 non-kosher, it's batel. Now, there's a major discussion in the Rishonim as to what does that mean. So let's go. So now I have 10 salamis. Right? 9 of them I know are kosher. 1 of them is not kosher. How many can I eat?
All 10.
You can eat 9.
All 10.
So there's a machlokes here. Where
there's a
machlokes.
You can eat 9.
What's the tenth one for is no more suffix. On each one there's a suffix, maybe, maybe, maybe. And if they were all kosher, the last one is treif.
Let me ask you another. So right now we're sitting.
You could have
eaten
the treif one on the first one, although Alex. so that logic doesn't work.
The rove. The rove allows you to eat each one.
Right.
But now there's no more rove. You got one left.
So let's say now there's 10 people.
That's like one of your riddles.
You've only got a 1 out of 10 chance for that one.
So, but by batel b'roiv, basically the din of batel makes everything kosher. It's a din.
According to the Rush.
Correct. So again, there's 3 opinions, believe it or not. One is Dr. Jacob's opinion. One is Mr. Weiss's, not quite yet Dr. Weiss's opinion. And there's a third opinion. And that, want to be the third opinion?
There's the Rashi also.
Right. So let's say, I said, okay, we now have 10 people here. We've got 10 salamis. Everyone gets 1. Can we all eat 1? What do you say, Dr. Jacobs?
Well, I told you my opinion.
And your opinion is that you can't eat 10 of them.
Right.
Well, let's say, can 10 of us each eat 1 of them? That's
no,
my question.
No. The tenth one of them is going to be.
So, how do you choose? How do you choose?
The last one to be eaten.
I don't know who can't eat. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me eat my first.
It's like musical chairs all of a sudden.
That's what I said.
I'm the fastest salami eater in town.
You got to come to the Nathan Salami Eating Contest that we have here in Denver on July 4th. So the underlying machlokas among the Rishonim, which is also machlokas among the much later Achronim, is the question of what actually happens here. Is it that I have a right logically to say that since odds are it's kosher, I have a right to eat it until the point where the odds don't work in my favor anymore? Right? Or,
wait a minute.
For the last one, odds are it's kosher, but you realize.
No, but again, but in hindsight, since I've eaten 10 salamis, which I wouldn't recommend, I'm not a doctor. This isn't by the way.
Okay, fine. But once
I said
you get
speed, not numbers.
Once you eat 9, chances are you ate the not kosher one.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I think it's the young lady with her hand off here.
Do we know that the 10th one is.
Not, yes.
We don't.
Oh, we do know.
We do.
Yes.
That's what not the 10th. We know one of them.
We know one of the 10 is Trey.
Right. We have no way of knowing which one.
That part I understood. I just want to make sure, because of what Jenny was saying, and I want to make sure there
one is for sure Trey.
Right. So what Dr. Jacobs is saying is that it doesn't make sense. Once you eat 10 of them, and 9 of them are kosher, and 1 of them wasn't,
you ate one.
We could say with 100% certainty
you
just enjoyed a treif and salami.
It was the best salami I ever ate. I knew it was the treif one because it tastes so good.
I'm not so sure about that.
That's what we do. Ashkochas.
It would probably be better.
It doesn't taste so good. It must be kosher. That's what we do.
So I'm not treif. I'm not going with salami. Yet.
Right. So that, on the other hand, you're saying, no.
It's
like the kosher miser. You take the salami, you put it in with the other ones accidentally, and then all of a sudden it becomes kosher.
How does that happen?
It's a technical halacha.
It's not a logical halacha.
It's a din. It's a
law. I understand.
The same thing made of treif.
I hear, but you're telling me now the treif.
The Torah
now
says,
is kosher.
The Torah says in this case it's all kosher. based upon this.
Well, again, so let me ask you this question.
It's hard to digest, right. but
it's not that hard to digest.
Give me some dark mustard, I'm good.
Right, but let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
When the ounce of milk falls into the 100 ounces of chicken soup, do you have to leave an ounce over at the end?
No.
No.
Why not?
So you're not going to get an ounce of milk. You're going to get, you know, 1/100 of this ounce is milk.
There but the same logic, logic should apply.
No, because
a lot.
These are separate salamis.
One of them's not kosher.
One second, but if you're eating them all at the same time.
I thought you were saying
if you're eating them all at the same time.
If you cut them all up, and all
the
different
it's our bigger vegan sandwich.
The kayabashi child, as they call it.
It's not the same.
No, but I mean one after the next. Then it's no different. That taste gets absorbed.
Let me ask you this question. When that sheep jumped back in, what happened to it, according to the not quite yet Dr. Weiss approach?
What happened to the sheep?
Yes.
It was the tenth sheep.
No, it lost its status.
It was just in the middle of
it. Lost
it marked it for the tenth sheep.
It lost its status.
I don't understand. The case of the Gemara was the tenth sheep.
It wasn't the tenth sheep.
It was the 14th. 27th.
It was the 32nd.
No, it wasn't 32nd. It was the 27th. Okay.
Based upon that dim, I don't know.
Right, so Tosafot wants to know, wait a second, so it should go back, it's just like the salami.
Right, it's not hektish.
It can go from treif to being kosher. Why can't it go from being, you know, counted to uncounted?
Being not counted.
Right, that's the question. Right, that's what Tosafot wants to know. Tema, the lebatel beruba, let it become batel berov. You got 1,500, 2,000 sheep, shepslach.
What's the rove part?
What? Rove majority. Is the majority. Right?
So negated by the majority.
Got it. No, yeah. I understand.
Right. Okay. So right? You have all these sheep bleeding, and this guy jumps into it, and he bleeds with them. So why doesn't he just say, well, just like the salami, which he may be one day,
mutton, lettuce, and tomatoes. MLT. Did you see the Princess Bride? MLT.
That was the Torah Mada moment. So the question, he wants to know why. Let it be about the rov.
This is even better than about the rov. It's not like it was hektish and now you want to make it
harder. Always hektish.
It was always hektish. Right. Put it back in with the uncounted. You just want to make it from counted to uncounted.
Right, but again, there's a possibility. Now remember, this...
It will affect what other tenth one there was.
Correct.
Not only that.
100
could be the
one. Right, it could be, there's a 1 in 10 chance that he's going to have double jeopardy.
Right.
Serves him right for jumping back in.
Right.
I don't understand. If you see him jump back in, then you know there's one. So don't count one of the sheep. Because you don't want to count him twice, right?
Well, this guy, he already has passed through judgment.
Right.
And he has survived.
And he jumped
if
back.
If I randomly pull out another one, the one that survived, he could get hit on the second go-round.
He could be
a
tenth one on the next
round. Right, and he shouldn't have been a tenth one.
Okay.
Now that he jumped in, now he should be a tenth one. His fault.
There we go.
Give him Malchus, but don't count
him
for
my suit. I say they bought the plane ticket. They knew what they were getting into. Let them crash.
I'm sorry I don't get your analogy, but okay. I'm sure you'll explain.
So that's Tosus's question. Tosus's question is this is just really a more developed approach than everyone has had when they first heard this. Well, huh? Why does this happen? He said, say it's batel, right? Just like perhaps you can eat all the salamis, so.
And the other ones that were supposed to be killed suddenly shouldn't be killed. What's the difference?
It's because Gemara said you got to get it's got to be exact. So there's a concept that things that get counted aren't batel, right? So eggs is an example of this. That usually you count up eggs, so therefore if one egg finds...
You don't sell eggs by the pound.
What? Right.
You count them by the number.
Right. But that's rabbinic. But that's rabbinic in nature. So therefore, this should not have affected the daraisa, right? It should of meiser behema. V'kavua nami lo shayach. There's no good way to really explain kavua.
Skip it.
Right. But the other potential way out of it also doesn't apply. There's a strange case where it's not that one falls into a bunch, but I find a hamburger lying on the street. And you know, here we are in Denver. There are 10 restaurants. 9 of them are kosher, and 1 of them is not kosher.
That's just Denver.
This hamburger is wrapped up.
What?
Yes, they all have the same wrapping. It's a Denver hamburger.
Right. So I can eat it off the street.
Right. So you don't, even though it's not, you don't say bottle, because that's kavua, whatever that means. Right? You can't say there's only one left, there wasn't 2,000 left. The lekaruba, the lashon letocha lo mashmi came. So Tosfos says, I don't understand why. There are 3 potential answers that I could have offered, but they're all wrong. And then Tosfos just ends. So if I said, well, how does Tosfos explain this Gemara? Your answer would be?
How would Bittul work over there to allow a new minion to occur? I just don't understand the logic behind it.
What do you mean?
You had 7, right? One of the animals jumped back into the corral.
Correct.
So now what?
So I have now 2,000 animals that were never counted. And a counted one jumps in. So the counted one should take the status of the uncounted ones. And therefore, I should have 2,001 uncounted animals.
He's bottled.
Are you marking them as you count them?
No. I wouldn't get confused when I was counting them.
So it should become bottled amongst the...
Right.
He should be considered not... not
right. Right. He should lose his status of counted.
Of counted, right.
But
he's just now one of the
masses. That's it, they're all bottled.
And by him jumping back, he changes the status of everybody else.
Yes. So I'm saying, so why doesn't he just go back as uncounted?
That's the question that Tosfos has. And Tosfos says, I don't understand. You and Tosfos both are bothered by this.
I am bothered.
Patty, you could have been one of the Bali of Tosfos. I tell you.
Would
yes.
Your grandfather Rashi by nature?
The red mark, and then he's already got a mark.
So again, if they would have done this, we wouldn't have had the question.
Right.
He wasn't
there. Recognize it.
He was in the middle. It was between the 10th and the 30th.
Obviously.
The 20th.
Yeah, right. Again, if this one had a different hairdo or something like that, it was the black sheep of the family who jumped back in.
He was the jumper. They had one jumper.
Could you
check out which one is the jumper?
Make a loud noise and see what happens.
If it had spots or stripes and you could recognize it?
You can recognize it, you pull it out, we don't have a question.
Okay.
Right, just like the salamis. Yeah,
but these
just
are all
like
white.
The salami, right? But they're all,
black.
Right, or Baba, black sheep. Mary had a little lamb. This was white as snow. You know, whatever the color was.
Gotcha.
They all were that color, at least enough of them.
You must have read you a loud bedtime story.
So, Tosfos HaRosh takes another shot at it. He asks the question, why don't we say that it's bato? And therefore, we should keep the counting going. So he's offering the answer to Tosu. He said, well, you know, when you deal with things that are very important,
living things,
right? Like living things, they're not bato ever. And sheep is a living thing. What if I have 10 cows, 10 oxen, and then one oxen sneaks his way in, and that one was a convicted murderer. It was a sure hanisko.
It was a muad.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a sure muad. He says. So what do you do now? I don't know which one
but
it is.
You know
we have a lineup. With it,
well, one of them's
the victim.
A murderer.
Is any of these look familiar to you? Right? So
one of them's going to murder and the other one's won't.
So you sit around and kill someone else.
Wait for him to kill another person.
Ah, he was the one. We got him this time. Yeah, that's one approach. Right, so in that case, what you actually do is you kill all 10.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
For real?
Uh-huh.
Because there's a good topic that
Right? Because you don't say batal. Bale chayim
ain't
batal.
You don't say batal.
Let's say there's a wounded
can't be
person,
negated
okay?
among the nine.
So we know that
that's
one person in the entire, you know, 100 people in the entire
one of these
America
bulls
are
you have
wanted
to kill.
People.
You
so
don't
let's
know
kill
which
everyone
one.
In America.
You'll definitely get the right guy. Unless it's the executioner.
Penned up.
Okay. So again,
well, the problem with the mullet is even though you kept them penned up, you went out and
caught them. Is that more behind, let's say, if you have a kachin that also you require a higher amount of bittel?
Not really, because you can't tell you that the reason that Arla is bottled in Masayim is because it's Valei Chaim.
I understand, but I'm saying something that's a Davar Hashav requires
all. Right, you could argue that way. So that's one approach. But Odie Shlomer, another answer, came in the Chazin and Afilu Hecho the Yachol Aser Mimonoshach, Pata Mishim da Asiri Vade Amarachmano, Velo Asiri Safek.
According to the first answer, excuse me for going back.
No problem.
You've got one sheep in there that's Hekdesh. Oh, no, this was the middle one. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
None of them is Hekdesh.
Right. So he says, another thing is, look what it says at the end. There's a special drasha here. It says, Asiri Vadai, Velo Asiri Safek. That maybe that's what we're learning from this. What we're learning from this is that even though, in general, you would expect this, still it says, Asiri Vadai, Velo Asiri Safek. Now, that's interesting
it's
because... Funny. What's bothering is certain and as opposed
and
to
doubt.
And doubtful. Yeah. Correct. Now, of course, that would go against what you were saying. Because because the indication here is that bittel, if I say something is bittel, so I'm looking at it, and I have nine kosher salamis and one non-kosher salami. So I pick up a salami and I say, you know what? I'm 90% sure this is kosher. So then, I can eat it. Right? But still, there's a 10% chance it's straight. But there's a special drasha that says that doesn't have to bother you. That's okay. So according to this, okay, but it's still a suffix.
You're still taking into account the suffix.
Right, it's a suffix. In general, when it comes to, let's say, eating non-kosher, so 90% is good enough. Right? 51% might be good enough. Right? That's fine. But here, when it comes to Maisa Behema, maybe that's a little different. Chidush HaRitva says as follows. So again, so far let's just review. Tosfos says the answer is I don't know. Tosfos HaRosh says, you know, well maybe it's Balei Chayim Eino Batel. So again, you'd have to assume without getting too involved that that's a din d'oraisa. Or to say that not tak eino chinami, it should be batel, but you know. But the bottom line, it's still a suffix, which again would play into the machokas we had earlier. One more approach among the Rishonim, and that is the Ritva. Why don't we say it's batal, like other types of kachin, right? Even truma is batal at some point or another. So he says that originally, the original Tosfos says it's not going to work. The second Tosfos says it does work, but the first Tosfos says it doesn't work because Doraisa doesn't. So he said, no, the Rabbanans, the rabbis have a right to change the Doraisa, assuming they do it in a passive way. Right? The rabbis can't say, go violate Shabbos. But the rabbis can say, don't blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. They can't actively violate, but they can passively violate. So here, what are they doing? They're not actively, they're passively telling you, don't count anymore. So since that's passive, you're allowed to. So that's Tosfos Rush is not bothered by that which bothered Regel Tosfos. The Ein Zeh Mechuvar. Ritva says, not that doesn't make sense. The Chi Akir Rabbanu Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa Ano Laso Shum Gedder or Shum Siyog LaTorah. Dio B'Chdiro Akirei. Whenever they tell you not to do something, it's for a purpose. When they tell you not to blow the shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Lo to Shabbos,
there's a reason, so you won't carry it.
They're nervous they're going to carry it. So therefore, to protect Shabbos, they're going to tell you, hold off on the shofar for the first day. But
some
what?
The lulav, yeah.
Right, but what are you protecting here? What are you gaining by
Adarabha,
not
Adarabha, you're losing, making giving a, you know, hektish, giving a
right,
meiser.
Right. He says, so why would the Rabbanan want to be oker? That's what it says there. People deserve it. So he says the answer has to be the second answer. Right? And the second answer is because there's a special drasha here that in general, when something is batel, right, when something is nullified by being in the minority, so that indicates that, yeah, it's nullified, meaning that you can treat it as if it's kosher, it's not truma, whatever it is, but still there is doubt about it. Right? We're 90% sure, we're 95% sure, etc. Whatever it might be, okay, you can eat it. But there's a possibility you've got a problem here, but don't worry about it. But still, that doesn't make it for sure. Now, of course, if I accept this answer, so as it stands, that's the only answer I have. Right? Tosfos had nothing. Tosfos and Rush had two of them, one of them going against Tosfos. And the Ritva says that first one doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you've got to go with the second one. Now, that, of course, would have great ramifications as to how Bittel generally works. Right? Is Bittel the kosher miser, as we said? Or does it still leave us in doubt? And therefore, when I'm in doubt, you know, maybe I should eat the tenth one. Or maybe we should put one aside that no one eats, or maybe one individual should not eat all ten.
The case.
Or you don't eat at the same time.
Or you don't eat in the same sitting.
Or
correct.
You eat two.
The case you give with the animal, where you get rid of all ten of them if he's the one who does damaging or he's a killer, Mazamurk, right? So, in that case, we say we're getting rid of him, I assume, because he's done some type of damage and we don't want him to continue doing
that.
That's
why we kill killers.
Right. So in the case of the salami, why can't we say, granted it's a great loss, but we don't want you to eat tripe, so let's get rid of all ten?
You could, but the Torah doesn't say that, thankfully. Now, sometimes the rabbis have a lot of time on their hands, maybe they'll do that one day. but in general, no. The Torah says that there's a concept of bittel.
Right. So then why can't we use bittel in the case of the killer?
What? It's just Baal Chaim, because they never said Bittul by the case of Baal Chaim. That's the reason. So again, so this
so
is...
So nine animals have to give up their life for this one.
All ten, actually.
Could be 10,000.
I'm saying...
Nine plus the one.
Nine plus the one.
Could be 10,000.
You've got two
could
suspects. One of them's a murderer. Murder both of them.
It sounds like you're saying we should do that, because you said it twice already.
Why is it any different? My question is, why is it any different?
Why is it any different? Because you know, let's say I want steak.
Okay.
So what do I do for an animal to get it?
Kill
animals. Right. Okay. So again, so I'm willing to kill animals for a purpose.
Right.
I'm not really willing to kill people for a purpose quite so much. Right. Yeah. So let's say there was something called the Zika virus. The idea is to kill all the mosquitoes. Right?
Potential hazard.
Could not live with that.
Right?
No animals could not live with that.
Right. So, you know, there's what to talk about, as opposed to saying, you know, if there's a certain race or religion I have a problem with, so why don't I just kill them all to avoid the few that bother me? Right? If I turn around and I say, listen, there's one Jew who's not bowing down to me, so let me kill all the Jewish people. Even if you took out the word Jew and you put in any other nation or religion, we'd be bothered by that. Mm-hmm. So this is the basic approach of the Rishonim here. The Dvar Avram, from the left field, comes with a different approach that really affects us. Again, I don't know how many people gave Meiser Behema last year? Show of hands? Yeah. We have to make a push. You know, whatever. This is one of the mitzvahs that needs strengthening, clearly. Right? The Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, is discussing the following issue. So let's make this extreme. I'm shipwrecked. I find myself on a desert island. I don't know what day it is, but I know we're in the middle of Sfira. So it comes time to count Sfira that night. And I don't know what day it is.
It's not a problem in Bob's case because she's got her list by her pillowcase.
So she won't forget. And I can't get the daily text on reminder.
He's out of range.
She's got the.
It's a good question. I can't answer that. So can I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishev Tzitzvon Asvir Selma. Hayom yom echad lama, hayom shnei yom lama, hayom shoshi yom lama, hayom shiv yom shiv shiv echad, hayom shiv yom echad. Can I just count all 49?
And no.
I got hit?
No. Well, you would have hit it.
Right. Why can't I?
Let's say something by Shab, I mean, during the week.
That's not counting.
That's a Baruch Atah. You're
counting
each day.
Why can't I count everyone?
Brilliant! It's
gonna
take you hours.
I'm on a desert island. What else am I doing all day?
I
can't check my email. Remember, my phone was broken.
What did you do yesterday?
The same thing. So now I start from two. It's getting shorter every day.
I don't know. What do we do?
So would that work?
No.
I think so, it does.
I don't think so. Because
I think
you each day has to be counted.
It's its own counting.
You can't say today's any day. Or else you could do that even if you're not on a desert island.
Right, he doesn't.
Oh, so
right.
Just
don't remember what you did. Linian
Shabbos, for example. So you don't know what day it is. You start on Sunday. So you make yourself Yom Hayom Yom HaChabayim or finish.
Rabbi, I did a few on the boat beforehand. I just don't remember. I don't remember.
I think it's an interesting idea.
You know, complicate the question even further. Even if you knew what you counted, let's say you shipwrecked over the international date line and you lost the day, and now you really are messed up.
So the
you
question
don't know.
If I get shipwrecked
now
during
2 days ahead
by the international date line, where do we bury the survivors? That's the question that we have to try.
We're not gonna.
That's the question, obviously. Depends what you.
That's a different question.
Yeah, that's probably beyond the smoke. The discussion of Lysa Behema.
So what do you do?
So the Dvar Avram. That's a little bit radical.
Want to skip Tisha
B'av? May ata gishaino mevin yodeyas mispar midas. If I don't know what day it is today, well, mikri minyan is fira kal. So let's say it's not that crazy, but it's was day 13 or 14. Yeah, this happens more often.
Yeah,
you've
got something that can tell you on you.
Yeah.
You know, your phone, a person, whatever it is.
What's with
Shabbos?
So
yeah,
you go to the nearest.
You're in an island.
I thought you said that this is
around once a month. Somebody gets up in the U.S. and does the wrong Shir Shel Yom. You know, people. It's just the way it is.
Right.
You know?
If it's going to happen in regular life.
Such is the way of the world.
Rishon sounds like a Monday to me. Sounds like a Tuesday to me.
Right, you know? It all depends how you count. So he said, Mesubak b'yamei yasvir, revada ein amonish de yom misveker. He said, you can't say, okay, maybe today's 13, maybe 14. Why? The hech yomar hayom shloshi yomim hayom arbayim. Today's 3 days, today's 4 days. He's a misveker. You can't. Counting means you could put a number on it, right? Today's attendance at the Rocky game is, maybe 25,431, counting means a specific number. That's what it means. You can't have a suffix in counting.
So what do you do?
You didn't count at all. Who ain't makir? He doesn't know any of the day, but helping at the mispar. You can't say I'm counting sphera. I'm playing darts with sphera. I'm guessing what it is. It doesn't count. To mona bishlam, you have a mean in the sphera below havas haloshen. One thing, if I say hayom shvasre yom shem shtei shvur shloshi yom omer, but I don't speak Hebrew, so I have no idea what I said. But I said it. That's one thing. To mahanya, that works. I don't know what I'm doing at all. That's not counting. So he says, based on this, that answers another question. The Baal Amor has the following question. Pesach, we sit down for the Seder. Right? The next night, we sit down for the Seder. And what do you do at the second Seder? We count Sphira. But wait a second. I just made a bracha al achiras matzah. I made a bracha al achiras mar. So if I'm making the bracha, I think that today might very well be the 15th day of Nisan. Mm-hmm. right? And
first day of the Omer.
Why am I starting the first day?
So no, the question is, however, for whatever reason, I'm treating the Seder as a suffix.
This manera, we don't really treat it as a suffix, just
the bracha of atah. What am I doing?
I mean, the Gemara Beya says that once we already have Yom Tov Sheni, we just keep it.
Okay, but the idea is, but we do it mitam.
Originally, this is to mitam suffix, but just
so again, so the question becomes, if I'm doing this, so at the next night, I should really be counting. If last night was Taka the Seder, Hayom Yom Echad Omer. If last night wasn't, Hayom Shnei Yom Omer.
No, Hayom. The next day will be Yom Echad Omer.
Yeah. No. At the Seder, it should be 0-1.
Right.
And Motzei Yom Tov, it should be 1-2.
Right.
Right. And then 2-3. So the Baal Mor says, I make Sveik of the Yoma by everything else. Why don't I make Sveik of the Yoma?
By Sfira.
By Sfira. That's his question. So what's the answer to Dvar Avram? So Dvar Avram says, this explains why not. Dvar Avram says...
Because counting, you need to have definite.
Right. You can't... counting, misafik is not counting. That's it. You can't count misafik.
If you're not sure... When you go to pay for something and you're saying, well, I don't know, maybe this is $2.
No, I'm getting it. Right? I want to see where this comes out, though.
Right? So that's what he says. So therefore, that's why you can't have Sveik of the Yoma. That's why you can't possibly say maybe one, maybe two, because
so
maybe one,
counting?
Maybe two is nothing.
So
therefore you say one, you say two, you say three. That's what we do.
But the Shaila is better than why do you have to lose a shoe?
Wait a minute. You're on this desert island, you don't know what day it is.
No.
You start over? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying is what did we do this past year? This past year, even though at the second Seder, I made my bracha and my matzah, and I made my bracha and my maror. I still said, today is one day in the Yoma. The next day I said, today is 2 days, and 3 days, and the next day 4 days. You know, until I got my cheesecake, I kept on counting every day, no suffix, because a suffix would have been no counting whatsoever.
So I'm on the desert island, and I've lost track of what day it is.
According to this, party's over.
Stop counting.
Right? It's over. There's no sense. Like this move of throwing out 49 possibilities.
You don't have the certainty.
No,
right.
I get it.
Right. You need to count certainty.
So it kicks back to our original case where we don't
so,
have the certainty.
So, b'svarazu yishavti divrei shita b'kubetzu b'metziah. Gabi kofetz echem min ha-minyan. He said, and based on this idea, I now understand that Gemara by Meiser Behema.
Right.
We're telling the Kul Petun that yishihichu atosis, l'roshin l'metochan, mashra afil b'in rabim, v'imkin li batol b'ruba. He says, why don't you say... The tears are shita mekubetzas b'shem harashva haritva the hazlinan bosaruba who rak dina aval bide sveik lo yotza. So his answer was, it's still a suffix. Wait a second, not even agrees that it's still a suffix, right? As we said earlier on,
the Rush holds it
isn't. Right? Right? We said the Rush and not yet Dr. Weiss, the two of them. Pe echon, say this. The cave in the Mia Kra Asiri Vali was here something Ruba Nami the Might no Hakha the Gamhu in a right. The Hokshili, our the Ram Yushami Yavamas, Gabi Suffolk Ben Teslarishan, the Suffolk Ben Zion La Akron. So let's say a woman gets divorced and then next month she gets remarried. She shouldn't have done that. Right? She's supposed to wait 3 months, 92 days, but she didn't do it. And now, 7 months later, she gives birth. So to quote Pedro Martinez, who's your daddy? Is it the ex-husband?
Old guy or the new guy?
Ex-husband, right? So what does the so just to be safe, the kid gets up and punches both fathers in the nose.
That was Chayv Misa.
So is he Chayv Misa?
Well, if you punch them both. Here,
right, you think. You would think, right? That one way or other, he got a winner here. Right? So this is the Yerushalmi's notes. So he said, Hika Shem Ka'achas, Kibo Shem Ka'achas, Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's Potter. Well, how's he Potter?
He definitely hit his father.
He got them all. So I'm Rabbi Yoshi, Mother, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishar, Kol Sveikis, Shehu Chayiv. Ram Hacha, Kori, Dorash. Aviv Vade V'lo Safek. Imo Vade V'lo Safek. That it has to be Aviv Vadai, and none of these are, he doesn't have an Aviv Vadai.
I don't know what that means.
He does have someone who's definitely his father. There's two possibilities.
Yes.
If someone
yes.
who's definitely his father. And in each case, he did not hit someone who's definitely his father.
Okay.
Even though he hit both of them.
We're back to Salamis.
Right? So that's back. Correct.
We're back
correct.
To Salamis.
In practicality, you have, but the
right,
reality
so
is you don't
like
know the status
earlier,
you can.
Right? Now you can eat all the Salamis.
Yeah, there's also an issue about Sra.
Okay, leave that aside. But again, I don't think this case has ever happened.
Theoretically, though, that would
probably
come
down. If it did happen,
the guy's
probably
my
shirt.
He said, but Basan Kaswa is an animal. He did it both at the same time.
Well, again, so that's not Hasra. If they said, don't hate your father, Chaim Nissen, then I go, right, that would he could pull it off then. He said, he's still not Chaim, according to the
Quran. Still not Chaim, but
he didn't. If he said, don't hate your father, he said, how do you know your father? Vinder shit
be kabas al khol hege de kasse rachman un vade ro mahani ruba ve mishri kavad im kem mak ave de khay khaykh im shkakh so ha ina be travis la rayas. He said, one second, with the exception of Shlomo, right, the exception of Shlomo and Shai, you never really know who the father is. I'll give you that now.
That's why by the Misha Beira.
My father as well.
By the
I can't
Misha
wait till
Beira,
why you're talking to get questions about who Shlomo is.
It's a Yankel Ben Sora.
Right. It's definitely
it's
true.
A Yankel Ben.
I might be a child. I'm not going to lie. Right?
So Racheli says that all the time. Just clarifying.
That's okay.
Two children she's raising.
Right, so the question is, wait a second. Every father is a Suffolk. Right? You know, the mother's a Vaday. The father's... So if that's the case, if you told me that whenever it says Vaday, that means Ruba never works. By Aviv it says Vaday... So no, there should never be a case. Maybe if you hit your mother, you can get it, but you hit your father, you're safe.
Put your father in the lead, then you're not calling me.
You're not encouraging this, Jenny, trust me.
I don't mean to say it like to you.
Let me be clear here.
I didn't mean it like that.
I don't know what you meant to that, but you sounded like that.
It's good that you're here, Jenny.
That's right.
Nobody.
She said amazing.
What did he like to say to you?
Right?
She's got plans.
So that's what he's locking my bedroom door tonight.
Make sure Rachel protects.
So he said that that's why he doesn't
get
he doesn't really like the Ritva Zetzel. But wait a second. The Sheet of the Kubet says, or he called the Tosfos HaRosh. But if you don't accept that the Vaday means any amount of suffix is no good, right? Again, assuming Kofis Echa Minim and Miliyim, and there's 100,000 there, right? The odds that this guy, that any one sheep hasn't been counted is 99.99%. It's the slightest suffix, right? So he says, it says Vaday, it has to be 100%. It could be 99.99999, nearly infinity amount of nines. It's not Vaday. So then how can you ever say by Mark Elviv? So the Dvar Rav says, I don't like the answer. Okay, but now you've got no answers. You have a Gemara you don't understand. So then I got another answer. Now I understand. The Yeshlomo, the Ad Kam Lo Sheikh Divishim, Minyan Meiser. No, when it says Vaday, that means in counting. Right, the only time that you have to be absolutely sure is when you're counting something, right? If I count maybe, that's not considered counting. Maybe today's the third day of the Sphira. Maybe today's the fourth day of the Sphira.
That's not counting.
That's as good as saying nothing, because you never counted, right? So to here, he said, when it comes to Maisa Behema, it has to be counted. So therefore, a suffix doesn't work. That's not a general rule. It wouldn't apply to Salamis. It only applies in this case. Right, so therefore, so this is the reason why there's no. This is the reason. This is why Kofetz Echad Min Minuyin, right? Is they're all Potter. This is the reason why, if I'm not sure, I better find out what they spheres I can't count. And this is why, in general, there's no Sveka Dioma by Sfira Salva. Very well known and beautiful piece. There are other approaches. Just to be honest, I give you the Minchas Yitzchak.
Yeah, that's what you still these, according to this Zarachron, they say that these Rishonim can still learn like the Rush, meaning that.
Right, that's what comes out of this.
This is a different.
Right, so again, if we wanted to develop it more, that even according to that, even though you're saying that it has to be Vaday, only the Vaday only happens when they're talking about counting. Right? Right. So the idea is that it's bleibt a safek, as we would say,
right.
And it only bleibt a safek when it comes to counting. But any other type of bittel berov or any other type of bittel could still be b'taras vada. Yeah.
Such as
what?
Such as
salamis, right? I could still support. I could hold kafes me'achamim menuyim because it's not a vaday, but still I could hold like the Rush. And eat them all in one sitting.
Solid.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. The Minchas Yitzchak, I just wanted to just show you this, isn't the only approach. The guy's not sure. This is not an uncommon case. So let's say the guy guesses.
And he guessed right.
Guessed right. Son of a gun.
What are we guessing on?
Svira.
Ah. We're back to that.
Right? So what is it?
It still should be no good.
Really? Oh. If he's guessing.
Right, so the guy's guessing.
It still
How
should
can
be
that
no
be
good.
Right? Because he's guessing, it's not a certainty.
Whatever.
He
should probably play the numbers that night. Obviously, he's guessing his numbers right. Right, so we would say, based on up until now, even if you say only one, if it was a guess, it doesn't count. That's the question. Lo yotzi dechavoso. Al pi masher kosev b'tshuvas arugas habosem, tas kusha t'rishom al she'ein sofrim beis sviras mikol sveka diyoma. So he said it based on the idea of why don't we count sveka diyoma? He said the reason we count sveka diyoma is because if we count sveka diyoma, you're not counting anything. So if you tell me you're not counting anything, if you're a misupuk, so then you shouldn't count at all. Right? Then if the guy's guessing, so don't guess. Go home. Go make a friend. Call up the hotline. Whatever you're going to have to do. You know, figure it out and count it right, because if you counted it wrong, even if you got it right,
it's not counting.
We had a bigger problem. You're not going to be on Shavuos time. Forget that.
Well, again,
forget
the shul. You're going to go shul the next day, and they're going to say,
"Well,
what?
It depends if he's rescued from the island."
Right. That's right. Depends if Gilligan ever gets off.
If he stays on the island, he can make Shavuos the wrong day. It's okay. He can declare when the Rosh Chodesh is himself.
That's right. The Kaddish is on Chodesh. What?
If we're going to go, you know, the way they did in the Beis Hamikdash, she still doesn't have three Adam.
You only need two Adam. Three Dayan.
He doesn't have two
Adam. I don't think he was actually serious. The poor guy's singing Palau. I don't think that's what we're talking about. Right? So he says that's the reason. Okay? So that's what the suggestion is. Don't guess. Because even if you guess right, you're wrong. Right? It's not accounting if you're guessing. So what's the reason for that? He says because counting Svira, there's a machokas we showed him. Is it Daraisa? Is it biblical? Or is it Drabon? Is it
Benomer, right?
Right? Because on the one hand, we can still count. Right? People count it without a base of English. On the other hand, it's supposed to be a connection between the Korban Ha'omet to the Korban Shel Lechem. Unfortunately, we haven't had that in a while.
That's why I said the Shem Yichud.
What?
That's why I said the Shem Yichud.
I don't say the Shem Yichud. He's got time for the Shem Yichud. Right. So he says... Okay, if you tell me it's Rabbanan, so therefore it's a Sefek Rabbanan, you don't have to worry about it. Right? So the reason we don't do it, we don't count both ways, is because the whole thing's Rabbanan, so a Sefek's good enough. But what about according to the Rambam? That's according to Tosos, who holds it to Rabbanan. But the Rambam holds it to the Raisa. So they say that's the answer. The answer is not the Raisa, it's not the Rabbanan, it's just you're not counting. A lot of people, you bring it down. And they don't have this answer. What do they say? They give a different answer. What's their answer that they say? So he says as follows, end of the second line of the third paragraph, the Kosov Shamlatarist, in Bonulis Lispor, Bay Sphiros, Misofik, Nimsa Hasvira Shnia Moshechis and Yantov Rishon Shalatzaris. He said, what's gonna happen? So I said today is one or two. Tomorrow is two or three. Tomorrow's okay, that's good. Today's 48 or 49. What am I gonna count the next day? Today's 49 or
50 or Shavuos.
Or Shavuos. So what's gonna happen? So people are gonna say, huh?
What?
Huh? Are you kidding me? I have to take a work day off of work because maybe it's Shavuos today? And maybe we're still counting Sphira? For this I have to cook? For this I have to make my milk and chalas? Come on! What kind of mishigas is this? So so if you account on the front end, it's not a problem, but about on the back end, people, you're going to end up being mezalzel. You're going to end up being treating the yontiv lightly, right? The same. This isn't the only place where we have this, right? We also have this by Shmini Atzeres. By Shmini Atzeres, right? Why are we shaking lulav?
Because it's not the holiday for shaking lulav.
But maybe it is.
No, we counted it.
Right? You're supposed to be one day, in Israel, according to Torah, you have one day of Yantif and then 6 days of Chol Moed.
Right.
Okay? So we have one day of Yantif, then we have another day of Yantif.
Right.
Because it might have been the first day.
Got it.
Then we have a first day of Chol Moed, which might be the second, right? Hoshana Rabbah
might actually be Simchas Torah.
Simchas Torah can't be.
I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Right, so but being Shmiat Tzeres might be Hoshana Rabbah. So why don't we do Hoshanas? Just because davening's already long enough. we're davening Geshem, right? We have Yisker, right? We have a title bound Ofrif. This thing will never end.
That's
right?
Great.
Right? So what's going to happen here? No, so it's the same idea that you have that as well. So this So what the Minchas Yitzchak is bringing out is if we assume that the whole reason we're not counting Misafek is not because that's not considered counting, it's because it's gonna shter my Shavuos, right? So that is a different answer to the Baal HaMa'or's question as to why you don't have it, and therefore there's no need at that point to say counting Misafek doesn't count. And if I don't say that, so the guy who guessed and guessed it right, he should win. Right? So even though the Dvar Avram works out very nicely, that's not the only approach. Right? And if I, okay, because he's assuming the whole reason I'm not counting Sfeik of the Yom is because that doesn't count for his counting. So therefore, if I guess, and even if I guess right, that doesn't count.
Right, because it's
but if there's a different approach. Now the only thing I will note is that it's beyond the scope of the Minchas Yitzchak, but if the Minchas Yitzchak was alive today and sitting here and having a good time with the rest of us at the table, you would have to ask him, what do you do with Maaseh Behemah? Because the Dvar Avram did is he answered up the Maaseh Behemah question. He explained everything based on this. If you're going to reject it and say the whole reason we're counting is for a different reason, then you're stuck trying to answer up how you do Maaseh Behemah. I'm not saying that there's no other answer out there, but that's the story. So that happens to be besides just being a geschmack, a piece of
So I don't understand. So why don't we just go back?
Right, it backs into a very practical question, out of the blue. Yeah.
On the counting of the sheep, I don't understand then why we just don't say, too bad, you have to start over. So because it's actually counting.
That's not negotiable. That's not negotiable. The Gemara said not that way.
Right.
Right. We have to understand it. Right, it's funny. There's a famous story.
We're already made 10.
Right,
can't we count them?
There's a story about there was a fellow that was learning Gemara, and every so often he would see a Tosfos that didn't make sense to him.
Okay.
So he took a razor blade and he cut it out. Just took it off the page.
Good idea.
Right, and that made it much better.
So what do you do to the other side?
Right. So yes, what do you do at the other side? It says Oyla Russia, Oyla Shcheno.
Translate that.
Woe to the bad man, woe to his neighbor.
Woe to him, and woe to his neighbor.
Got it.
But we don't actually do that, right? We don't think we have a right to say, okay, that's not making sense.
Let's
you know,
this out, right.
We have to. We are charged, particularly when it's aligned in order to understand it.
So the salami case, in reality.
Yes. We're back to the salami.
I got the salami.
I'm worried about the salami.
I feel
like
I'm check mine.
So the Romanian case, what do you do in that?
So again, that's a three-man.
I'm saying, what would he do with it? What would he?
He said that this is unrelated to it.
The Dabarama.
That's what his point is. His point is that these two cases are unrelated in terms of that. All right.
Go ahead.
Right. And they have